Sheriff Van Broecker, now obviously, are you pretty satisfied with, and I know you came up with a list of specifications, kind of a wish list, if you will. Did you get what you wanted? I mean, I know you had a lot of concerns on making sure it was just the correct system.
Absolutely. I feel very confident with the system that Security Lock Shop put in.
And as I remember, you're looking for about 18 cameras, and you wanted to put them in a lot of areas like stairway. I mean, you didn't want to have a really halfway system.
No, I thought it was important that we did it right the first time. And, again, I feel confident that we've done that. A lot of research went into it, a lot of time spent researching. And at this point, I feel confident with what we've got or what we'll get.
And do ballpark on the cost at this point?
If you can It'd be around $22,900. We have the sheriff's office received a safety grant of a little over $4,000, and we're going to apply all of that to that cost. And that'll leave the county with around $18,000 to come up with.
Now, it seemed, too, when you were originally talking about the idea that maintenance would not be a big issue in the sense that this isn't going to be a system that you're going to have to keep spending money on once it's installed, in a sense.
It should not be, no.
Now, you know, what are some of the advantages? Obviously, you hope nothing ever happens at the courthouse, but I remember in talking with you that you felt this would have a real deterrent effect just in case.
Absolutely. The system will also record what happens just outside the courthouse as well as inside. At nighttime, that will be recorded as well. So, yeah, I think it'll be a deterrent. And plus, if anything does happen, we'll be able to pull it up and get a look.
Okay. And
to me, that's a great advantage for us.
And when we originally talked, you were thinking maybe sometime like around the fall, maybe early winter for installation. Are you still looking at a timeline like that?
That would be my hope.